So that was a track from my debut album back in 2014, you know. And I decided to put in my first podcast as the intro because I feel right now that I'm restarting my life again. And by again, I mean because I tried to start it again in 2014 when I dropped my debut album independently. And I don't care much about the music industry. I just knew that I needed something to be monetized and to be up and published. And so I created a work of art, even with the least amount of production, like, because, you know, because of the money. That's what happens when you do things independently, you know. Sometimes production is not as high as you want it because of the money, but you still have to do it because you have to do it if you want to move forward, you know. And now I'm trying new things and doing new things, so I'm in a new movement. That's just it. So listen to that track. Listen to my debut album, my first album. It's me 100%. It's like, there's no pretending, there's no bullshitting, there's no no braggadocious, or not as braggadocious as some other albums. Even Logic Nipsey Hussle get braggadocious, you know. So I need to get braggadocious on this track, so, because I just felt I was just doing something different with my life. So I was in a new mood, same as now. So let's go. Like, you can even tell from like the way I speak and the way I deliver lines in the album and in this track, is that you can see that I wasn't talking about things happening currently, but things that I was pushing for. So, and I made it obvious that I was being that way, so people won't get confused and think that I was trying to like fake it till I make it or something like that. And funny enough, the next year, for like 2 years, not the next year after that, but 2 years after I released the album, I literally went dead and quiet and silent. I got a job, obviously, gotta pay the bills. And then I focused my attention on that and to get better on that so I can get promotions and get money and reinvest it into my music. But even that was getting difficult. So in 2017, I started to invest in other things and other businesses and other startups and hustles and side hustles and a bunch of it, and I got better at running businesses and making profit instead of just, you know, raising money. You know, I make money, and over the years I've gotten really good at it, and now I'm just going all out because I know I can live a really comfortable life and quit my job. And yeah. So Michael was just me reaching out, and I'm like, okay, this is what I'm here for. This is what I'm going to do. This is my mission. This is what I feel right now. And this is what I'm going to make happen. Michael, you know, this is me. Then in 2017, I started recording my EP, which I eventually released in 2016, I started recording the EP that I released in 2017. And that was a wild ride. And I knew that this time it was going to be free. And I needed the easiest way, so obviously SoundCloud. And I just knew that creating content was more important right now. And that's it. You know, make music for the hell of it. Have fun. Because I love it. It's a passion. That's why I don't disrespect it about being it about money. That's it, you know. And Jai Morph is basically my whole name crunched together. It's just Javier Eduardo Moreno Vargas, Jai Morph. Again, we're starting once again in a new era of my life. This is me. There's no pretending, there's no bullshitting, no nothing. And it can't stop. It was just that, you know. I can't stop. I'm not gonna stop because I love it, and y'all fucking it up. So yeah, Giant Morph's Chronicles on SoundCloud. It's free. Go download it. Oh, and I also did like Giant Morph sessions, which was like a precursor, like a preamble to the album, not the album, the EP. and that was fun to make. That was actually, I think I actually listened to that more than the actual EP. It's funny. So it's been a wild ride, and I just started. I literally just started. I don't even feel like I'm tired. Maybe a little bit. I'm all in, all out, 100.